Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white.
Yeah, we got truth to talk about, too. Some truth bombs
that
have been dropped, and we just became aware of it over the weekend. Maybe it just happened
Super
recently.
Yep, that's right.
So we're excited to talk about that. Talking about election shenanigans and a lawsuit and an investigation that's going on that's really exposing some amazing stuff.
That's right, out of Arizona, as a follow-up to what poor Carrie Lake has been going through. And as we all know, we're very adamant about keeping up on how that progress is going, because we're not willing to let it go.
That's right.
We are not willing to look the other way. And just because they want to ramrod a massive fraudulent election down the country's throat doesn't mean that we have to accept it.
Exactly.
And it also means that it is time to step up with the challenges legally and bring it all down.
Right.
Because,
that's right.
That's the only real option that we have under these circumstances, is we cannot be run by criminals.
Exactly. And well, that's exactly where we're at. It's all criminals that are in charge, which ties in with the word of the day today.
Yes, it does.
Which actually sets the tone
for
everything.
That's not the word of the day, but there's, what I was reading to you earlier, we will use with that.
Oh, I
with
thought that was the word of the day. Okay.
No,
wow.
I'm sorry. my fault, my error.
We got a great word from the Word of God that actually does tie into that very topic.
Yep, so. That's right. That we had turned to that earlier, and that was the random turning. But as it turns out, we've got something else for the actual word of the day, which is also random and very interesting. So if you want, we could just dive right into it.
Let's do it. Awesome way. Awesome place to start.
Okay. So the word of the day comes to us from Leviticus chapter 14, verses 11 through 18, which read, "Then the priest who makes him clean shall present the man who is to be made clean and those things before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. And the priest shall take one male lamb and offer it as a trespass offering, and the log of oil, and wave them as a wave offering before the Lord. Then he shall kill the lamb in the place where he kills the sin offering and the burnt offering in a holy place. For as the sin offering is the priest's, so is the trespass offering. It is most holy. The priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering, and the priest shall put it on the tip of the right ear of him who is to be cleansed, on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. And the priest shall take some of the log of oil and pour it into the palm of his own left hand. Then the priest shall dip his right finger in the oil that is in his left hand and shall sprinkle some of the oil with his finger 7 times before the Lord. And the rest of the oil in his hand, the priest shall put some on the tip of the right ear of him who is to be cleansed, on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot, on the blood of the trespass offering. The rest of the oil that is in the priest's hand he shall put on the head of him who is to be cleansed, so the priest shall make atonement for him before the Lord." And that's it. And what this is referring to is when the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron about how to treat leprosy within the camp. And so this is the ritual prescribed by God to Moses and how the priests are to handle that.
And very interesting.
And it's, so this is not just a, you know, the Jews are being silly with all of their cleaning rituals. That's not what this is.
Right.
This is the Lord actually telling them very specifically where to put everything. And what the Bible notes here say is that under the part where it says, and the priest shall take one male lamb and offer it as a trespass offering, the law of Moses made provision for the healing of a person afflicted with skin diseases. Verses 1 through 32 describe the process of healing and the offering which is made to God for the recovery. When Jesus healed the leper, from Luke chapter 5, verses 12 through 14, he commanded him to show himself to the priest and to make the offering which was commanded by Moses in the law. This indicates that the biblical regulations pertaining to skin diseases were being observed by the Jewish people during the time of Jesus.
Right.
And they were the way that they handled it was way more clean than anybody else in the time.
Right.
And so they were able to actually treat leprosy and it would, they would be cleansed of it.
Right.
Cleansed of it and be declared clean. And so what's very interesting is his process that he has, you know, put a little on the tip of the right ear and on the thumb of his right hand and on the big toe of his right foot. Why is that? You know,
right.
we don't know, because earlier in the chapter, there's also another part for how to the cleansing part brought about by the priest, in which they're commanded to for him who is to be cleansed, two living and clean birds, cedar wood, scarlet, and hyssop, and the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water. As for the living bird, he shall take it, the cedar wood and the scarlet and the hyssop, and dip them and the living bird in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water. And sprinkle it seven times on him who is to be cleansed from the leprosy, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird loose in the open field. And so after the seventh day, when he's clean, he's basically clean then, right? And so this is...
So they were treating people with leprosy with this,
and
even during Jesus'
yes,
time.
And they were made clean. And so, you know, and just the fact that they use a lamb... You know, where that they sacrifice a lamb for the healing. And as we know, Jesus is always the sacrificial lamb.
It's the ultimate sacrificial lamb.
Yeah, and he's symbolic of, you know, through his stripes we are healed, right?
It's interesting then that when Jesus did heal the lepers, he told them to go show the priests.
Right, exactly.
And
like
I've
the
never
Bible
really
notes
thought
were
about
saying, yeah.
Why would he tell them to go. It was a testimony to them. Well, and
well,
there they are asking for signs, right?
Right, and that is the exact method that's in Leviticus chapter 14. Actually, it starts in chapter 13, but goes through 13 and 14. And so it's just interesting that, hey, if it works, you know, do it by
right.
all means. I mean, leprosy is a big deal. And so the methods that God uses are always very, very intriguing, like with Jacob and the sheep, Laban's sheep, you know,
yes.
Jacob got to keep all the ones that had black and white on them. And so the Lord told him to put specific tree branches in those sheep's water troughs, right?
Right.
And it caused all the lambs to be born black and white.
Yes.
And so...
And that was the deal. You can have all the lambs that come out black and white.
That's right. And so
Jacob God told
got to keep them all.
What to put in the water to make him come out like that.
Right. Yeah. And so, you know, God knows all of these specific things that actually work. We don't understand them or why they work. And you don't question it because God knows everything. He made it all. Of course, he's going to know what exactly works and why.
And what's interesting also is that when Jesus healed those with leprosy, he didn't use any of those methods, which set
right.
him apart.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
And that's when he said, you know, go back and, you know, show the priests.
Yeah.
And so that must have really made them scratch their heads.
Right. Exactly.
You know, because
he was, you know.
He's God in flesh.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. And it also, the other Bible notes describe that in chapter 13, on the skin of his body like a leprous sore, like it describes in verse 2. It says that verses 2 through 28 deal with a diagnosis of 21 afflictions of the skin, which are referred to in the inclusive term leprosy. Leprosy, the Hebrew word for leprosy is tsara'at, denoted a variety of skin ailments, including psoriasis, phavus, leucoderma, and the contagious Hansen's disease. And so just interesting that there is a cure.
Hmm. That is interesting. One that we can't implement today.
Well, right. You know, because nobody's going to be killing a lamb or killing a couple or one bird.
Right.
You know, that I cannot wait to get to heaven and ask him about why this process.
Right.
You know, what does it mean if you kill a bird and you keep another one alive and let it loose in a field? You know,
I mean, yes. What did that do? What's
why?
You know. Well, and then since there is no temple now and there's no sacrifices, there's, because Christ was the ultimate sacrifice, all of those methods that they use for healing people of various different things are not even available to us today.
Well, let's not.
But we have the healing of the Holy Spirit.
Let's not. Yeah, exactly. Let's not miss the point there.
Right.
The point being that Jesus is the sacrifice.
Yes.
He is the Lamb.
And people are healed through
And
him.
They are healed through him all the time. Yep. And even currently to this day, I mean, you hear about that on CBN all the time. And, and, you know, other different ministries, they talk about all sorts of different healings happening.
Yep.
And so, it's still, if for any of you that might have different afflictions, skin conditions or whatever, you know, pray about it. Pray to the Lord.
Yeah.
There's obviously, he is the Lamb. And read through 13
that's
and 14.
That's a new covenant now.
Yep, that's right. Read through 13 and 14 and just pray about it to the Lord. Ask him to heal you. He is the Lamb.
That's right. All right, well, scripture, let's get that out there again before we take a break.
Okay, so that was Leviticus chapter 14, verses 11 through 18.
Good deal. Got it. I don't read out of Leviticus very often.
That's right.
Okay. Well, thank you for that random turning and sharing with us.
Praise God.
Absolutely. Yep. All right. This segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping you to get rapture ready. The return of our King is coming soon. And don't get caught off guard. Learn what all that means over at JesusAppears.com. This is Radio Free Redoubt, the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from Patriot Hill Territory. Right after this.
Number 7, strive constantly for spiritual growth. We as individuals can push the world along toward mankind's highest destiny if each of us will apply the principles of God's truth to our political and economic affairs.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back and good morning, Patriots. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment 2 here. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Monochromatic Monday.
Yes.
And so, boy, we've got some interesting updates here from the Arizona election that we wanted to get to. But, to begin with, there has been a list of people that have been implicated by the recent testimony from the Senate Elections and House Municipal Oversight and Elections Joint Committee.
Yep.
So this is going on in the Arizona Senate. And
good.
So the hearings that they're having about this are producing some very, very eyebrow-raising results.
Incriminating testimony.
Yes. It says, here's the list of people implicated by the testimony presented to the Arizona legislators regarding cartel links through falsified deeds used for laundering drug cartel money to judges, lawyers, prosecutors, law enforcement officials, elected officials, Katie Hobbs, state legislators, and Runbeck. This testimony also links to bribes of officials and election fraud. Mm. Many other states, California, New Mexico, Illinois, and other states are also part of this investigation. 120,000 documents have been produced through this investigation, and this evidence has been given to the IRS, FBI, U.S. attorneys, and was also shared with former Arizona Governor Ducey and Attorney General Brnovich in May of 2022.
So pretty recent.
All of them already had this information prior to the election. They were supplied with this information and went ahead with the election fraud anyway.
Wow.
And so, you know, and I had to stop for a second and go, well, they gave it all to the wrong people to begin with.
No kidding.
You know, those people are against us and they're in support of foreign interference into our elections and they've done nothing about it. And, you know, just like the Brunson case where all of Congress voted to go against the law to not investigate the election fraud.
This is what's led to the ultimate frustration of the people, of patriots, of conservative Americans who want no part of the socialist takeover of America. They see the election fraud. And here we are, you turn all of this evidence over. This is a Senate committee investigation. And they turn it over to the, what we're all supposed to believe is
law enforcement,
proper authorities.
Right.
And nothing happens. In fact, the election continues on and they bury it. They bury it and this gets shoved right into the conspiracy theory category. Nobody follows through on it that has a duty to.
Right. Even though this is an official Senate investigation.
Right.
I mean, this is not just conspiracy theory. This is actual Senate hearings, right?
Right.
And
it's actual conspiracy.
Actual conspiracy, not theory. There's
conspiracy to commit multiple crimes.
That's right. And the Bible verse that we were talking about earlier that goes along with this comes to us from Proverbs 29, verses 2 and 4, which read, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when a wicked man rules, the people groan." And verse 4 says, "The king establishes the land by justice, but he who receives bribes overthrows it." Well, that's exactly what's been going on here, is bribes from all of the drug cartel money.
Which is overthrown our country.
Yep, exactly. And so, wow, this is quite the incriminating bit of evidence here. And we've got the whole list that we're going to post on our Telegram channel. But we have this clip here taken from the Senate committee hearings. And if you will go ahead and listen now.
The Maricopa County database for the Recorder's Office and for the Superior Court were designed in 2014. They were set up for outside infiltration so that falsified documents could be uploaded or legitimate documents removed. Since 2015, hundreds upon hundreds of falsified court documents have been loaded into the database. These documents include falsified default judgments, criminal restitution orders, child support orders, all of these used in swatting activities against individuals posing a threat to the racketeering activities. Since 2004, elections within Pima County and Maricopa County have been manipulated through the infiltration of the county databases, resulting from bribes paid to executives at election service providers, including, but not limited to, principals at Runbeck Election Services. In addition to impacting local elections, bribes and infiltration were used to affect the outcome of the races during the November 3rd, 2020 election, including the outcome of the race for Maricopa County Recorder and the outcome of the November 8th, 2022 election, race for Governor, Secretary of State, and Attorney General. Public officials who have received bribes include multi-state office holders, State House and State Senate, local office holders, county supervisors, judges in the Maricopa Supreme Court, judges of some city courts, including two presiding judges, judges' assistants, prosecutors within certain cities within Maricopa County, prosecutors for Maricopa County, peripheral legal specialists, including attorneys, approved mental health care providers, as in court-appointed advisors and related specialists. In the Superior Court of Maricopa County and Pinal County and Pima County, at least 25% of the active judges have accepted bribes in exchange for protecting the racketeering activities. Bribe payments generally begin before the individual is even appointed to the bench. Bribes are usually paid as an incentive for the attorney to leave their private practice. By way of example, Mesa City Prosecutor Prosecutor's Office routinely files charges and convicts innocent individuals who knowingly or unwittingly pose a threat to the racketeering enterprise. With respect to judges in the Mesa City Court, Judge Tatz, Judge Alicia Lawler, preside over these invented cases filed by the city prosecutor, falsely convicting and sentencing the defendant.
Wow, that's a bombshell.
That is enormously incriminating. And
naming names.
No kidding.
Judges.
Yep. And Runbeck Election Services.
Right. And this is coming from, what's the source for this?
This is actual, these are the actual Senate hearings on this. This is from the Senate Elections and House Municipal Oversight and Elections Joint Committee.
Wow.
So this is actually in the Senate committee hearings.
Right.
And this is what they're describing and talking about. And the list is provided of specific names of all these judges. And Katie Hobbs obviously is on there.
Right.
And so that's huge.
Well, she doesn't even just need to resign. She needs to be arrested.
They all do.
All of these people do.
That's called racketeering.
Yes.
Anytime an elected official accepts a bribe,
right,
that is racketeering. And so they all need to be charged and yanked out,
yes,
of their offices and put in jail.
Absolutely.
Because we're not run by the cartels. You know, this is America. And if there's any kind of law and order at all left in Arizona, everybody that is abiding by the law had better jump on this with fervor.
That's right. That's right. Wow. That's absolutely. So have they described what their next move is? Or do
no,
we know that I, yet?
I think everybody's mouths are still hanging wide open.
Right.
You know, like, oh my gosh. And the only thing that they can do next is file criminal charges.
Right.
Those people have got to be arrested.
Yeah. The problem is, who's going to arrest them? They're all corrupt. Wow. They're obviously not all corrupt, but so there's got to be somebody out there that can still pull it off.
Well,
or pursue this. This is out of control.
It's going to have to be supported by the people. The people are going to have to be the ones to step up and maybe be the ones that are either pushing other representatives,
right,
that aren't in this list and other judges that aren't in this list to all get behind them. Maybe they can pull a whole legal team across the whole landscape together from the whole state.
Yeah, they're going to have to.
They're going to have to. Yep.
Wow. Well, that's a great find. And we'll just pray for the Republic, pray for Arizona so that there's somebody with some courage to step up.
Well, my goodness. No wonder Carrie Lake couldn't get in yet.
My goodness.
Wow. That's enormous. Well, and not only that, but I've got another clip here that is actually kind of interesting news that we have coming from Joe Gamaldi from Fox News. He's doing an interview. Now, he is from the Fraternal Order of Police, and he has some very interesting things to describe about what's going on with some of the more liberal areas in America and their police force, Chicago, New
Destroying
York, California.
Law enforcement, yep.
Yep, go ahead. Listen now.
And Joe Gamaldi from the Fraternal Order of Police. This shocking new trend. I mean, we know that the governor of Florida, DeSantis, is giving them $5,000 signing bonuses, $25,000 to help them relocate. I mean, isn't this the wake-up call to New York, to California, to, you know, Illinois, to cut it out with defund the police and their morale?
Yeah, well, you know what this shows, Liz, is that police officers are tired of being treated like crap by their elected officials. That's why you're seeing resignation spike to the tune of a 43% increase. But these folks that are leaving, they're still interested in a life of service. They still want to help people. So you're seeing just this mass exodus from places like Chicago and New York and even California. And these officers are looking for a place, for a community that actually supports them. And you know what? There hasn't really been somebody who's been much more supportive than Governor DeSantis, who proudly and boisterously supports law enforcement, but then he took it a step further and he put his money where his mouth was, and he offered a $5,000 incentive for folks to move. So, you know, this is an example, people. If you want to retain and recruit police officers, treat them with respect, show them that they matter, and show them that what they do for their community matters.
And I have to say, that's just on point. In all of these Democrat-ran socialist cities, the crime is going up by hundreds of percent.
Oh, yeah.
And some thousands, or, you know, 1,200%, 1,300% in violent crime, in theft, in, personal crimes. And it's because of what's happening with the attack on our police, our law enforcement.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. I wouldn't want to be in any of those places if I was a policeman either. You know, grief. When you stand the chance of being prosecuted for doing your own job.
Well, not only that, but those are the good police officers. So what does that say for a citizen who wants to go to a city where the officers meet the standards of the woke administrators?
Right.
You know, this, so I mean, it's a double-edged sword, and that double-edged sword is just destroying America with a thousand cuts.
Well,
from one end to the other.
Exactly. And you know, when you need them, you want them to be there. I mean, my gosh, if you're making a 911 call with an emergency, you darn well better hope your community is treating them well, that they're going to actually show up, and that they've got enough manpower to show up.
Exactly.
The fact that the resignation rate is up by 43%. And, well, good on DeSantis for offering $5,000 sign-on bonuses and $25,000 for them to relocate.
That's going to pull in your highest quality law enforcement.
Exactly.
You're going to watch crime plummet. And you're already seeing that in Florida with the right to the Castle Doctrine, the right to self-defense.
That's right.
The citizens being able to arm themselves and now bringing in top quality law enforcement.
Yep.
Yeah. Night and day.
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
All right, guys. Well, you have a blessed day out there. You be safe and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific right here for the morning commute.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.